Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. Relationships. They're very important in our lives. We all have them, whether we get married, friendships, family, relationships are just part of being human. So it's important for us to learn how to be happy in relationships, how to find happiness while we're in good relationships. And what we're going to do, we're going to have a four-part series, four podcasts devoted to relationships and exploring how we can be happy with our relationships. In part one, this episode, we're going to explore on how to be happy being single. Then we're going to look at how to find good relationships. Then we're going to look at how to maintain good, healthy relationships. And finally, we're going to look at how to be happy when relationships end. You may be wondering, why, Dr. Puff, in this episode, are you going to talk about being single if this is about relationships? How does being single have anything to do with being in a relationship? Well, let me use an example to illustrate this point. Why is being single so important? When we were younger, we went to school, and I'm sure the listeners of this podcast all went to high school, and maybe you're going to high school right now. But when we're in high school, if you remember, we had different groups in schools. There were the jocks, there were the academics, there were the people in band. There were just different groups, and people tended to hang out with people of like mind, of like kind. But there were people who often didn't feel very good about themselves, and it's almost as if they fell through the cracks, and they ended up hanging out with each other, and often that group made poor choices and really didn't do well in life. And we're not here to judge that group or people struggling. We're here to love them. But what we are here to do is to learn. And what we can learn is, in life, when we're not doing well, we tend to attract people that aren't doing well either. And when two people get together and they aren't doing well, they just don't do well together. And things kind of go downhill from there. It's a sad situation. And we all know people like that. Again, and we may be in a relationship like that right now. We're not feeling very good about ourselves, and we're realizing that the person or the person we're hanging out with isn't doing well either, and we're creating a lot of negative energy. So part of being in a good relationship is to begin with, always to begin with, being good ourselves. When we're in a healthy, happy, peaceful place, that's what we're going to attract. We're not going to be attracted towards people that are crazy, making poor decisions. We're just not. We're going to find it dysfunctional. But when we are doing well, we're going to want to hang out with other people that are doing well. We may help and care for people that aren't doing well, but we're not going to want to spend the bulk of our time with them or call them our closest friends, because their choices will impact us. Our friends impact us, and we impact our friends or our relationships. So when we're in a good place, guess what? We then can be attracted towards other people who are in a good place too. And secondly, because we do have family members that we don't always have that much choice on, or sometimes we're in a work situation where we're forced to work with someone on a regular basis, our being in a good place can be helpful for them, or at least what it can do is help us to set good boundaries with them when they do make poor choices, and not to join them in their poor choices. If they want to go out and get drunk every day after work, we would say, no, we don't want to do that. We can still love them, we just wouldn't join them. So it's so critical in life that we do well. If we want to find a good partner, a good mate, a good friend, if we want to have healthy relationships, we have to be healthy. And we can pretty much determine how healthy we are doing by the types of relationships we're in. Instead of asking ourselves, how are we doing, look around and see who we spend our time with and saying, that's probably indicative of how well we're doing. So what do we need to change? Not what do they need to change. What do we need to change inside of ourselves so that we can be in a better place? I mean, it really just makes sense if we think about it. If we are doing well, if we, for example, hang out at the gym, eat well, exercise, spend time in nature, do things that are really good for ourselves, that's where we're going to be. That's where we're going to want to spend our time. We're not going to want to do things that other people do that we find dysfunctional. It's actually very beautiful if we think about it, because if we are doing good things for ourselves, taking excellent care of ourselves, we're going to be in situations where other people are doing the same. I know we can think about high school when we were younger and chuckle about it, how there were such distinct groups, but has it really changed all that much? Don't we tend to hang out with people that have similar interests, similar backgrounds? Well, if we start making our self-care a priority, we're going to want to be with people doing the same thing. We're going to want to date people. We're going to want to have friends. We're going to want to hang out with people of like kind. But the key factor in all of it is we need to be in a good place if we're going to attract good people. And that's what this podcast is all about. How can we be amazing, beautiful people, loving life, living well, and really being ready to be in a healthy relationship with someone else? We need to not focus so much on them in the beginning. We need to focus on ourselves. How are we doing? What are we doing to take care of ourselves? This podcast is a lot about our mindset and making sure our mindset is in a good place. But it's all about eating, exercise, all the different things we do for self-care. Everything matters. And if we make ourselves a priority, if we take care of ourselves and make good choices, then what's going to happen is whether we have great relationships or if we may be going through a dearth where we don't have any close friends, we're going to still be doing well. Because the main person we journey with throughout life is ourselves. And if we learn to take good care of ourselves, make good choices, and make sure we're doing well, then what's going to happen is when there is a shortage of good friends, we're going to be doing okay, but we're also going to be doing things that attract good friends because we're going to be putting ourselves in situations that are good for ourselves and other people are going to be there. And with time, we're going to meet some amazing people. We're going to meet some amazing friends when we do things good for ourselves. Most of my friends that I have that I consider my closest friends, I met while doing things that I was passionate about. When we do things that are good for ourselves, what happens is other people are there too, and we're going to meet them, and life's going to go well. But we always have to bring the focus back to ourselves. What's happening in our mind? What are we thinking about all day long? Are they beautiful, peaceful, loving thoughts, or are they harsh, critical thoughts? We can fool the world, but we can't fool ourselves. If we don't like ourselves, we're not going to be attracted towards people that like us. We're going to be attracted towards people that don't like us, ultimately, and it's going to create a bad situation for ourselves. But if we learn to love who we are, love our life, and live well, then what's going to happen is we are going to experience that. And whether we get to find our soulmate, or whether we journey with people and they come and they go, or whether we go through a period of time of solitude in each situation because we have learned to love ourselves, we're going to be doing well. So again, in relationships, the key factor is how am I doing? Where is my heart at? What's happening inside of me? And a lot of it is being aware, looking at ourselves, watching ourselves, and saying, how am I doing? And mostly, what is my internal dialogue like all day long? It's like a conversation we're having with ourselves. What is it? Is it good? Is it positive? Is it harsh? Is it negative? It matters, whatever it is. And as you know, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, we went ahead in the direction where we have periods of time throughout the day where it's just still, where it's just quiet. But we have to learn to really watch what's going on inside of us, because if we don't, we may be attracted towards other people that are negative towards us as we are negative towards ourselves. We really are going to attract that which we feel about ourselves. Someone else can't make us happy. That's an internal job. But if we are happy, if we are loving towards ourselves, then we're going to attract people of like mind that love us too and love themselves. It goes hand in hand. So the focus is on this podcast, in order to be in a healthy, loving relationship, let's start with ourselves and ask, how am I doing? Am I in a good place? And if not, let's go back and listen to the earlier podcast and really learn how to do that. I've given very specific steps on how to have beautiful lives in this podcast, and it will work. So let's commit towards If we want to be in a great relationship, we're going to work on being that great partner. And the way we're that great partner is by learning to love ourselves, being peaceful, and being happy inside. We can all do it, no matter what background we've had. We can change. That's what this podcast is all about, how to change and have beautiful lives. We can do it, but the focus has to be in ourselves and not looking for someone else to fix us. We are responsible for ourselves, and we can do it. Thank you for joining me on the Happiness Podcast. Next time, we'll explore how to find good partners, good relationship, and a good mate. And if you want to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.